Yes. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be, never be anything but loud and bitty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:40 on this September the 12th edition of Palmetto Morning. 68 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Just download it. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
And hello to our friends watching us in Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live.
On Tuesdays, we check in with the various school districts to see what's going on in the hallways. Today, we're learning what's going on in the Fort Mill School District. We always have a good conversation with the Chief Communications Officer, Joe Burke. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
School is well underway now.
Yes, we are off and running, and it's been gotten back into that rhythm that we usually fall into.
What's crazy is when we bring any of the school districts on, you were just here a month ago saying, and we're getting ready for school.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast that day goes by and how quickly you feel like it's been going on for a long time.
So, oh, I bet.
But no, we are in full swing. We're enjoying it. It's been a good start to the year and just happy to keep it running.
Well, now that Labor Day is behind us, there's really, except maybe a day here and there in October, it's really just full speed ahead
Little bit. Full speed ahead to Thanksgiving break, and then, of course, we get out for winter break. So, and I know by then our kids will be probably very excited to take that break. But, yeah, so this is main times for the first semester. A lot of, you know, a lot of learning being done, a lot of just uninterrupted education going on. So,
well, you all are getting some great news. The Fort Mill School District is talking about the South Carolina Ready Scores. Now, bring folks up to date, if you can, about these state scores and state exams and what they might look like compared to what we might have had when we were in school.
Yeah, obviously, you mentioned BSEP earlier, and that's something I haven't heard since I was a little kid. I mean, that was kind of crazy. But yes, over time, since ancient times when I was in school, the state has changed testing over the years. Right now, we're currently using the SE Ready as our state testing, and our students did all this. This is from last school year. Students take this during the school year, and then the results for that come out in the early part of the next school year. So we're very pleased with our SE Ready scores to come out this year, especially in the ELA. We've made some really huge gains across the board there. We've actually hit and surpassed our pre-pandemic levels going back to 18-19. So that's a big milestone for us to be able to not only hit those marks and get everybody past that slide, but then to be moving past that. So that's really wonderful. And then we saw similar gains across the board in other subjects too, our science, our math. We really saw great improvement there. We haven't quite got all of those up to those pre-pandemic numbers, but we're getting close. Should hopefully be able to push past that maybe this year when we do our testing again. But in general, we're very pleased with it. We are pretty much number one in the state with our scores. So it's something for us to be very proud of. All the work that our teachers have put in and our schools and students have put in is really paying off, and that's evident in these scores.
So the English language arts and math, it's given to students in grades 3 through 8. Mm-hmm. And then science was administered or given to students in grades fourth grade and sixth grade.
Yeah, okay. That's what used to be the SE Pass. They did give that test under Ready this past year, mm-hmm. Which I believe they're kind of making that transition. So they had a little bit of a tweak to it. It used to have an additional grade on there, but just for last year, they did it in those. So we'll see how it continues to move forward from there. But yes, so it's a great indicator at those grade levels too, because that's kind of like the middle of your you know, K-12 career, so you can kind of see where you've been, where you're going, and we can make any final adjustments we need to help you to get back on track if you're having issues, or if you're doing well, continue that process.
And South Carolina Ready stands for South Carolina College and Career Ready Assessments.
Yes, yes.
So that's good. Okay, speaking of rankings, you also had high school rankings.
Yes, we had the release of the U.S. News & World Report, I believe, put out the top 15 high schools – or sorry, the top high schools in South Carolina, and all three of our high schools ranked in the top 15, so we're very happy about that. And that includes not just traditional K-12. That includes, like, the governor schools and some of the magnet schools that are not traditional, you know, just take the students who live in your area high school. schools. So to have all three in the top 15 and then to have two that be number 7 and number 8 is great. Obviously, those rankings go even higher when you take out the specialty schools. But even in the national level, the national conversation, all of those schools finished anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000. Two of them finished in the lower 1,000 range, so that's really great. And I know that sounds like that's high, but there are over 200 high schools just in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So when you ramp that up to national, to score in the 1,200 range, ranking is really, really good based on how many high schools there are out there across the country. So it's a big it's actually a big deal.
Well, when you layer that on with the test scores over here, the SC Ready scores, we know it's a hot topic nationally with what mm-hmm. we're seeing post-pandemic, where students are up with learning, and now you've just shared with us two wins for Fort Mill School District.
Yeah, and I think that's, again, it goes back to the testament of our staff and our students. We put a lot of hard work into recruiting teaching staff in the Fort Mill School District and trying to bring in the best teachers we can, and then keeping those teachers, that's very important to us. And we think that the reason we do that is because of this, because we give the credit to them for being able to help our students move forward, take these tests, and prepare for their future. So, you know, that is probably the key. Dr. Epps like to say that that's the secret of the secret sauce of Fort Mill is our teachers. So, you know, it's really, really great to be able to see that work be rewarded by these numbers coming out.
Well, speaking of teachers, your teacher of the year got the keys to a brand new car.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome yesterday. That's one of my favorite things every year. State Line Automotive comes in and they sponsor a car for our teacher of the year to drive for a year free of charge. So that's really cool. And we get a chance to go to the school. We get usually the teacher has their students involved and their other faculty involved. And we did that yesterday at Gold Hill Middle School. Ms. Weaver came on out and we had a lot of her faculty and her kids and her class got to come out with her and take pictures and stuff. And she chose a beautiful, beautiful Durango, which is just absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. Gorgeous.
We'll be posting some pictures of that on our social media later today. So go check it out. But, you know, that's just one of those things, too, that we're really happy to be able to partner with our community to do things like this to celebrate them. And, you know, State Line's done this for us for several years, and we appreciate their partnership to be able to put this together.
Well, community support for all of our four public school districts in New York County, it's so strong and it's so needed, and it's why we have the school districts that we have here in our area, which is so true, and it's evident based on test scores and support and everything from academics to athletics and everything in between. Well, speaking of schools in the Fort Mill School District, it is becoming pretty common every year for you all to have to place a school on a freeze, an enrollment freeze, and kind of just tell us the latest news on that.
Yeah, we're back in that cycle where we're starting to see our numbers have continued to go up, but we're at the point now where the effects from the previous build and opening of schools are starting to wear off as far as getting able to have students in there. We did have to play Springfield Elementary on a freeze yesterday. So, and again, what a freeze means for our public, so they don't get confused, is any new student who enrolls as of yesterday, not current student, not student sitting in a classroom, but any new student who comes in to enroll from yesterday forward will be placed in the freeze, and they will attend, I believe, Fort Mill Elementary is where we're going to send the kids over to from Springfield. And the reason we do that is so that we look at it as an impact. If we have to go in and rezone our schools every time we start to have schools up, we're impacting thousands of kids, and we're doing it very often. Whereas with a freeze, you're only impacting students who have not actually even been in the school yet, have not developed, you know, those relationships and that portion of what it's like to be in a school. So, you know, to them, it's kind of a new thing anyway. So that we believe that lowers the impact and lowers the numbers. I mean, last year we had a little over right at 40 kids that were in a freeze when we had three schools in. So you compare that to, you know, rezoning thousands of kids. It kind of really does help with that.
It's a better option.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, that's the update from the Fort Mill School District from Joe Burke, who is the Chief Communications Officer for the district. Joe, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.